Well, let's turn now to the Nuclear Security Summit in Washington. More than 50 world leaders are attending, and today President Obama plans to meet with the President of South Korea, the Prime Minister of Japan, Chinese President Xi Jinping, and French President François Hollande. The summit was scheduled long before last week's terror attacks in Brussels, but the multiple bombings there did change the tenor of the Washington talks. Discussions will now likely focus on terrorism, ISIS, and concerns about a dirty bomb. Well, joining us to talk more about the summit and what it could accomplish is NPR's Scott Horsley at the White House. Hi there, Scott.
Hi, good to be with you.
Great to have you back. So first of all, tell us more about what world leaders will be talking about and discussing in the wake of the Brussels attacks.
Well, those Brussels attacks may have added some urgency to these talks. As you noted, this meeting was on the calendar long before the Brussels attacks, and there was even a special session devoted to ISIS on the agenda before that. But news that the terrorists behind the Brussels attacks had been bird-dogging one of that country's nuclear scientists highlights the possibility that a group like ISIS might have its sights set on developing a dirty bomb. And if you couple their murderous ideology with some loose nuclear material, you could have a recipe for an even more deadly attack. That's a threat that, you know, nuclear watchdogs have been warning about for some time. It's always been the motivation for this kind of summit. But now it's more on the public's radar screen, and that could turn up the temperature on the leaders who are gathered here in Washington.
Interesting. So talk a little bit more about that loose nuclear material. I mean, what can countries do, or what are they thinking about doing to prevent something like the making of a dirty bomb?
Yeah, it's all about trying to keep nuclear material from falling into the wrong hands. Now, in some cases, that might mean adjusting technology, so less nuclear material is generated or used for things like medical purposes. But it's also about taking steps to secure the material that is used. And ever since the first one of these summits back in 2010, the Obama administration's been encouraging other countries to take steps to either safeguard their nuclear material or get rid of it. Some countries have done so, but experts say there's a lot more work to be done.
Okay, Scott, so let's talk a little bit more about some of the leaders that President Obama is meeting today, because as we mentioned at the beginning of this conversation, South Korea, Japan, and China. So given those three, at least, the question of North Korea comes up.
Yeah, that he just wrapped up that meeting a short time ago with Prime Minister Abe of Japan and President Park of South Korea, two countries that are most threatened by North Korea's nuclear ambitions. And as you said, Obama's also meeting today with Chinese President Xi Jinping, who might have the most leverage over North Korea, although so far North Korea seemed to be pretty immune from any kind of outside pressure. Remember back in January, North Korea claimed to have tested a hydrogen bomb. U.S. experts are skeptical of that claim, but North Korea does continue to show that when it comes to nuclear threats, terrorists like ISIS aren't the only ones we have to worry about.
Hmm. Well, we also mentioned that Russia is not attending this summit at all. So really, how effective can any decisions or agreements that come out of this summit be without Vladimir Putin in attendance?
Yeah, Russia, of course, has the biggest stockpile of nuclear weapons in the world, closely followed by the United States. The Obama administration says it's disappointed that Russia is not represented here at the summit, and that's a sign of Moscow's isolation over mostly unrelated issues like Ukraine. At the same time, though, the administration says Russia has been helpful in the broader agenda of this nuclear security summit. Russia has been helpful in securing nuclear material that used to be housed in other former Soviet republics. And, of course, Russia was part of that six-nation partnership along with the United States that helped negotiate a deal limiting Iran's nuclear program.
Hmm. Now, do you get the sense that the Obama administration is saying Russia has been helpful in order to continue to keep the door open to Vladimir Putin engaging in future talks?
I don't think we expect another summit like this. But in other words, the White House says, look, our number one agenda on the nuclear stage was reining in Iran's nuclear ambitions. And Russia certainly pulled their weight there. They were part of that P5 plus one group that brokered that agreement.
Right. Now, Scott, in the final couple seconds that we have, President Obama's final scheduled nuclear nuclear security summit of the Obama administration. And he had made nuclear security a priority early in his presidency. Has he delivered on that?
You know, it's a work in progress, like much of his agenda. He's moved the ball down the field. It's not the mission accomplished by any means. We will see coming out of this summit something called the Nuclear Security Contact Group. That's going to be a working group of nuclear security experts. And the understanding is that they will keep in touch and carry on this work after this fourth and final security summit wraps up.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley at the White House. Scott, always good to talk with you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.